Hey Doc, before today's episode, I have an important announcement for you. Have you been told that maybe if you can just cut down your spending, save more money, and pay off debt, then you will be able to have freedom? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's not the complete truth. Over the last couple of years, I've had the pleasure of learning from badass women physicians and women outside of the physician communities that are living a life of freedom. And what I've found is that how they live their life and how they think about money is so different than how most of us have been taught. Incorporating this stuff has literally changed my life and the women physicians that I have an honor of serving. So I would love to invite you to an upcoming webinar that I have coming up for you. I want to share with you 7 ways that women physicians that are living a life of financial freedom think differently than most. That way you can also incorporate some of this stuff and accelerate your own journey to freedom and wealth. Love you so much. Check out the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you at the upcoming training. Enjoy this episode. Hi, Dots. I'm Dr. Latifah. I'm the host of the Money Fit MD podcast. This is where we help badass women physicians just like you learn simple and effective tools to build wealth from the inside out. That way, we can create wealth and bigger impact without all the burnout. Enjoy the episode. So if you have ever wondered, is private school for my kids a waste of money? Or you've wondered, should I be sending my kids to private school or should I be doing something else with this money? Guess what? You're going to love this episode. Welcome to the Money Fit MD podcast and show. If you're watching me on YouTube or on the podcast, I'm so glad that we've met. I am Dr. Latifah. I'm the founder of Money Fit MD platform, which is our podcast, our book, Don't With Broke, and the Money Fit MD Money School for Badass Women Physicians. I have had the honor and privilege of coaching hundreds and hundreds of women physicians over the last couple of years. And everything that I do here is to educate women physicians, to empower women physicians, and to help us live our life of wealth and true liberation. So if you're just finding us for the first time, I'm so glad that you found us. Don't forget to leave us a comment or a review if you loved this episode. And if there's anything you want me to cover on this platform, you can also leave that in the review as well. Or you can send an email to concierge@moneyfitmd.com. We are here to serve. We're here to help. And I'm so glad that we're in each other's world. Before I go into today's episode, I just want to make sure and remind you guys about some opportunities that we have on how you can grow your finances and grow the wealth of your life. I have been working over the last 4 years, and honestly, I have just come up with all these ideas based on what my women have told me and what people have said, what I've seen that we need as women physicians. And some of that is how this podcast came to be. But I also want to remind you that we have our money challenge, which is a 5-day money challenge where we are together in a Facebook group. And the entire goal is to create momentum in your finances and in anything that is going to bring you more money. So literally the last time we did this, one of the docs there, one of the projects that she was working on was she needed to work on her promotional plan, which was going to get her more money, but she hadn't done that yet. And within 5 days, she was able to come up with a plan. We had people that were like contacting agents on buying properties. We had people that were creating a budget for the first time or creating a spending plan for the first time. People were finding their money leaks. And so it is such an amazing energy in the room. And you get to be a part of it for 5 days. So you can literally create so much momentum that will help you when it comes to executing and stop procrastinating on the things that you want to do. So if you want to learn more, go to moneyfitmd.com/FLP. It is $97 for general admission and $297 for VIP, which means you get an additional hour of coaching every single day for those 5 days. It is potentially a game changer, potentially life transforming. And for the $279 or $297 or something like that, it is literally a steal. So anyways, go check out that website. But also we have our in-person coming up in May that I'm so duper excited about. I cannot wait to meet y'all in person. Listen, this is the money and wellness event that you've been looking for.
It is going to be 3 days. We start a Friday night, Friday evening, then we'll do Saturday and then half day Sunday. And what it is we're going to be meeting together in Atlanta. It's going to be staying at a fabulous hotel, enjoying time together. It's going to be wellness, it's going to be money, it's going to be mindset, strategies. And the entire goal of our time together is definitely not to overwhelm anybody. I don't like going to events where it's like packed or too much stuff. No, there's going to be breathability. You're going to come back with new network, knowing what your next strategy when it comes to your wealth building is. You're going to come back transformed and come ready to experience breakthrough after breakthrough, but also just the richness of community and getting to network with women physicians, like-minded women physicians just like you is going to be a game changer. So if you have not registered yet, make sure you don't snooze. This is not a large event. It's going to be a small to medium-sized event. So go to moneyfitmd.com/WYC to go check out more information. I realize that I don't talk enough about the opportunities for you guys. And as much as the podcast is amazing, I've literally had people come into our community after listening to like hundreds of our podcast. And they're like, it's great, but being here and accessing the coaching, the networking, the accountability, the core money knowledge, the curriculum we have in there, like literally changes their entire life. So I need to do a better job of telling y'all so I'm not keeping the good stuff away from you. So back to our conversation that we wanted to talk about for today, which is about private school for kids. You know, any guys, there's no one size fits all. We all know that, right? But what I've found is that people make decisions without sometimes thinking about it. People make decisions sometimes based on what other people want them to do about their lives. And people make decisions and have guilt and shame about the options to choose or not choose. So we, you know, as you guys know, we had the privilege of traveling for almost a year, really, with our kids. And during the time, we were like homeschooling and all that good stuff. And so now we're getting them back into schools. And before we left, we had them at a really, really good public school, like academically solid public school. We enjoyed it. We had no issues. I mean, you know, there were some issues as any schools could have, right? But even when we were deciding whether we're going to put them at that school or not, we were deciding between public and private at that time. And we decided to do public because we had a good public school that they were able to get into that was not too far from our home. So it worked out really well. And now, as we came back and we're trying to decide what options to choose again, because yes, we made a decision years ago, does not mean we don't get to make a different decision. So we decided to reassess our decision again. And for us, we chose the private route. And the reason why we chose the private route this time was not just because of the academics, because to be honest with you, the academics is the easiest thing to supplement. I mean, while we were traveling, we call it homeschooling because we were their teacher and their teacher's assistant, but the curriculum was by a private school called LUOA, Liberty University Online. It's an online-based Christian school. We absolutely loved the curriculum. It was excellent. Academics was great. And, you know, there's access to that kind of content or information. So it's relatively easy to supplement on academics. But the reason why we wanted to choose a different school and not just any private school, because there were many private schools that did not even meet our qualification, was because there were other things that we wanted in their education, like the mindset training, you know, the entrepreneurship, the life skills that we wanted to be part of their training. And for us, the value we were getting is worth our investment. And for you, maybe something else. Maybe you're Muslim, maybe you're Jewish, maybe you're a Christian and you want more of a faith-based curriculum. That may be of value to you. But the question that I also want to answer now is a way of doing it in a way that doesn't hurt you in the long term, right? And when I say hurt you is we cannot make decisions in isolation. It has to be in context of the general overall big picture. So, for example, if you're choosing to send your kids to private or public or whatever schools, you also have to ask yourself, what would you be doing with that money that you're now spending on their education? And making sure that what you're spending, you're getting value for it. But what would you otherwise be doing with that money? And how do you take care of that other thing without you sacrificing your kids' education in the specific one that you want? I want to make sure that's making sense. So what I mean by that is this. There are times when I've talked to physicians and coach people that maybe their own retirement is actually not taken care of because they chose to spend money on their kids' education. And there's nothing wrong with that. But one of the things that I want to remind us about is that one of the gifts that you will give your kids is your own retirement, quote unquote, security. One of the gifts that you will give your kids is the ability to have a choice. And if you put in all of your eggs in one basket by spending all of your money on their own education while your own retirement and all that is not taken care of, you can see how your decision right now to give them this education could be robbing them of the ability to make a choice about their own time, their own work, their own income source, and the level they want to build in future. So one of the gifts that we can give our kids literally is that, is the ability for them to make their own choices. Whoa, that's a sneeze. I don't know if that's going to be edited out or not, but I'm a human that sneezes. So I hope that actually, Tim, do not edit out my sneeze. I want people to know that it's normal and okay to sneeze in the middle of an episode and in life. But anyways, God bless me. I know y'all thought said that. If you didn't, I'm going to imagine and, you know, hallucinate that you did. So I'm going to say thank you. Sorry, y'all. Let's see if I have a touch cray. If you haven't noticed that before, now you know. Stay at your own risk, right? So the thing is, how can you pay for your kids' education, but also keep the big picture in mind, which is giving them the freedom that they would hope you give them in future? And I say that as someone that has coached and talked to many people, many women physicians that sometimes feel stuck in the terms of like, I cannot do this stuff because I have to take care of my parents financially. They did not prep for their own retirement. I have my kids to take care of, and I literally have no money, no energy, and no space to even consider thinking about myself. And that can also lead to a different kind of like burnout. I mean, I want you to remember that when your kids are in college, they probably would not qualify for a needs-based scholarship because of your income, right? So keeping that in mind for how you're going to also take care of their own college, potentially if you choose to pay for their college. Again, kids can borrow to go to school. You cannot borrow for your retirement. And I truly, truly believe that one of the best things we can do for our kids is to be financially well taken care of as well. You can cash flow their education. They can borrow for their education. You can supplement their education, but you cannot borrow for your own retirement. You cannot borrow for your own retirement, really. So just keep that in mind. So there, I think I have 5 points that I wanted to share with you to help you understand and think about how to best position this for your family. The first thing is this. Make sure that you're doing it because it will add to the alternative that already exists. Meaning that one of the worst things that you want to do is spend multiple five figures, and depending on how many kids you have, it does add up. The worst thing you want to do is do that because that's what every doctor does. That's what everybody in our neighborhood does. That's what a doctor should do. That's what the expectation is. No. People pleasing and letting other people's decision decide your own decision, or letting other people's, your fear of other people's judgment and what they're going to think about you and your family be the determining factor of how you spend your life's energy, is not necessarily wisdom. So number one is do it because it will add something to the alternative that already exists. Meaning that maybe you have a good charter school, maybe you have a good public school and your public school is doing what you want, or maybe you have lower cost ways of adding the value that's missing. Maybe your school talks about life skills and what you need is, you know, extracurricular activity for your kids, or what you need is religious studies education for your kids, or what you need is language studies for your kids to supplement the education that they have. That may not cost you multiple five figures. Just giving you ideas out there so that you can decide and love your decision. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is do it because it focuses on what you want. Again, it's kind of like talking about the 1B that I just mentioned here, which is what is the value add? Because at the end of the day, you want to think about getting the return in your investment and not like in the short term. Like when I think about the impact that the life skills my kids are going to learn will have on them, that's a life skill they get to have forever. So the return on my investment is going to be hard to calculate because it's going to be infinite, right? But for you, for the things that you're the value that it really is bringing to your life. Like, what is the thing? What is the value that it's going to be adding? When I think about my kid's brain for this, again, I'm not saying like private is always going to be better than public school. No, there's some private schools here that I'm like, nah, there's literally one that I can even see from where I live. I'm like, no, thank you. So I'm not saying that automatically private school is going to be a good decision for your family, but for us and those specific options that we're choosing, it is looking at how it's going to impact their wellness, their mind, and their brains. And for me, I believe that our brains and our minds are the biggest investments, not just academic, but how to think. Not being forced to think in one way, but being able to open our mind to unlock the way to how to think is one of the best gifts I've given myself. So it's one of the best gifts that I want to give my kids. So for me, the return on my investment is going to be worth it. Okay. Number three is when I talk about investments, you guys hear me talk about the four assets class. I talk about asset to the power four. That's my thing, asset to the power four. And one of them is creating a life that's an asset. So number three point is, how can we make this not a liability to our family? How can I make sure that it's not a liability to our future and our relationship as a family? Because listen, doesn't matter how much you love little Jimmy, when Jimmy finds out that you had zero save for your retirement and your retirement plan is that Jimmy would take care of you, Jimmy ain't going to be pleased. If he wants to move to Japan and is like, I cannot because I got to pay for my mom, or Jimmy's burnt out at work and would like to work part-time, but it's like, I have to pay for my mom's rent or my mom's mortgage. Like, Jimmy ain't going to be happy with you. And he's going to forget really quickly the sacrifice that you made to send him to elementary school. And again, I'm not saying that we should raise a generation of grateful kids, but I'm just saying that also as parents, we have to understand that putting all of our eggs in one basket just may not be wisdom. So how can you make sure that this is not a liability for your family as well? Ask that question and have that conversation with your spouse. Number four is, how can you invest into other things as well? How can you invest in your own retirement through the stock market, outside of the stock market? How can you earn more without exchanging more time for money? And to be honest with you, for me, this is an incentive for us to even think even more creatively of how do we earn? How do we invest? How do we leverage our own money? How do we make our money make more money for us without taking more time away from our family and the time we want to share as a family, right? So that can actually be a blessing of the creativity if you will let yourself think creatively, if you will let yourself take action from the place of creativity, and if you will be able to actually do what you said that you will do, so that now this decision that you and your family has made is not going to come bite you in the bum later on. So the question is it a waste of money? No, I don't think it's a waste of money. I don't think it's for anybody to make that decision for you, right? But how do you do that without shooting yourself in the foot in the long term? How do you do that without putting your relationship with your kids in a compromising position in future? That's a question, because one of the best gifts we can give our kids is the gift of choosing how they want to spend their own life, how they want to invest their time, how they want to earn, right? I know that the skills that I'm learning, the knowledge that I have with money is part of my generational wealth to my kids. It's passing on this mindset, the how to make money, how to diversify, teaching them the value of work, that work is not a waste of time, that laziness is not something that, you know, we take pride in. That's part of like generational wealth right there. So if I pass on those things to my kids, I know that they're going to be able to know how to make money long term. So they will be able to take care of me potentially by choice, not because they don't have a choice and not because I don't have a choice. So make this decision for your family in a way that is wholesome, in a way that's not poverty mindset, in a way that is abundance mindset, in a way that understands the fact that college for them, they're probably not going to get needs-based scholarships. So is this money that you could be investing towards paying for their college education? Is this money that you could potentially be spending on your own long-term wealth building so that You are an asset, and your relationship with them is an asset for the long term. But if you decide you want to do private school, then make sure that you're asking yourself better questions of how can this be not a liability to the family? What specific value is this giving me in return for our investment as a family? And how can I use this as inspiration to even invest more, to learn how to build wealth more, to learn how to invest passively and actively in terms of dissociating my time from my income? Because that's what we do in our family. That's what we're continuing to do. That's what I teach my women physicians inside of the Money School. And if you want to join us and be a part of us, check out moneyfitmd.com/MSB. You can submit the form there and how you can join our cohort that's starting, depending on when you submit your form. But either way, just go ahead and do it. And a member of our team will reach out to you within 24 hours. And you can learn how you too can learn how to build wealth for generations without sacrificing the time that you want to spend with your family, your wellness, and your own life as well. I hope this has been helpful. If it has been, then let me know by leaving us a review. And of course, you can share this. I love getting messages from you guys on Facebook, on Instagram, about how these episodes are helping you. This is a labor of love because I truly believe that our wellness matters. I believe that your wealth matters. And I believe that there are things that you're going to do in your life that's going to be a blessing to so many more people, if only if you can give yourself the gift of financial freedom and liberation. I love you. I appreciate you. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.